For today's global hit, we go to a small room above a working-class bar in downtown Barcelona. There, each Saturday night, a mostly elderly audience gets transported back in time to the glory days of the copla and other forms of romantic Spanish popular music. The copla was once the music of Spain. Singers were as popular as Rat Pack crooners. Now hardly anyone sings the stuff. But at Luis Diaz's bar, O Barquiño, the copla still rings clear. The world's Jerry Haddon reports.
Diaz is a stout fella who likes to ply visitors with a liquor called orujo. Then he drags you upstairs into his time machine. In a dimly lit room, a crowd of about 30 mostly elderly couples sits at tables, drinking sparkling wine, clapping, their eyes glazed over with nostalgia. An elderly singer moves among them, dressed in a flamboyant green dress, wearing pancake makeup and bright plastic flowers in her hair. Welcome to Saturday Night Coplas. This isn't kitsch. It's not ironic or hip like the comebacks of Tom Jones or Tony Bennett. It's just ordinary folks enjoying music that's fallen by the wayside in most of Spain. Back in the 70s and 80s, O Barquiño's fare was topping the Spanish charts, led by the diva Isabel Pantoja. Ese barco velero cargado de sueños cruzó la bahía. Me dejó aquella tarde agitando el pañuelo, sentada en la orilla. O Barquiño's owner, Luis Diaz, says he misses those days. He started the Cope last night because all the good popular clubs had shut down years ago.
Fue una cosa así, digamos, bueno, vamos a hacerlo así como una cosa humilde, una cosa...
We decided to get this going as a humble endeavor, he says. And here we are. Upstairs, we feel like we're at home. The people who sing are all talented, but for some reason, they never made it to the big leagues. So we brought them here. La palabra es una línea. Retired cook Paco Carmona is one of those minor leaguers.
No me he dedicado nunca a esto. Yo primero mi trabajo, porque esto es...
I never made a living as a singer, he says. First, you need a guardian angel working for you. So I spent my life working at all kinds of jobs. And if someone called me for a show once in a while, I'd go and sing. Tonight, Carmona's fans sing to him first. Then he takes the mic and sings as if this were Carnegie Hall. Emceeing the show each Saturday night is Manolo Carrión, the closest thing O Barquiño has to a real star. There's a poster of him on the wall, looking about 30 years younger. Today he's got the same mustache and smile, and he's added a reddish-brown toupee. Carrión says the copla isn't just about singing lyrics.
Cualquier copla, en tres minutos, te cuenta...
A copla can capture the entire life of a person in 3 minutes, he says. That's very hard to do. All the way till death, and all the joy and suffering along the way. It's poetry. Poetry that had its last hurrah a generation ago. Carrión laments that all the great composers of Spanish popular music have died off, and no one has stepped up to fill their shoes, although he says he tries. He crushes his smoke, then takes the stage to belt out one from his own repertoire. And for a moment, before these adoring fans, you get the feeling he's made it, that this is the big leagues. For the world, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
Relive your own copla days and also witness what may be the mother of all toupees. Jerry's got video from the glorious O Barquiño at theworld.org.